The Canadian rock band Arcade Fire released their first record, Funeral, back in 2004 on a small independent label. But these days, there's nothing small about them. Their third record, The Suburbs, won a Grammy. And the band's upcoming fourth album is one of the most anticipated releases of the year. That's after a much-hyped appearance on Saturday Night Live and a half-hour special on NBC. Will Hermes has this review of Reflector.
Arcade Fire may have won an Album of the Year Grammy for The Suburbs, but that record struck me as kind of short on fresh ideas. This time, they did what David Bowie, The Clash, Talking Heads, and so many rock acts before them have done to reinvigorate their sound. They turned to dance music.
The signals reset, are deflected again.
Always a dicey strategy for rock bands, given the tribal rift that dates back to the rock versus disco battles of the 1970s. But wisely, Arcade Fire enlisted as co-producer James Murphy of LCD Sound System, a guy who's done more to bridge rock and dance music than anyone in the 21st century. And the band shuffles through all sorts of danceable rock tropes, like on Joan of Arc, which mixes punk and glam rock stadium stomp.
They're the ones that spit on you, cause they got no heart. I'm the one that will follow you, you're my Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc.
My favorite tracks draw on Haitian and Jamaican music, like this one, Here Comes the Nighttime. I'd like to hear the band go further with their Caribbean fusions, but Reflector is really engaging, all 76 minutes of it. Unlike much dance music, the lyrics, which often address the vacancy of online culture, are actually worth unpacking. And when I saw Arcade Fire play some of these songs in a packed Brooklyn warehouse last week, it showed that good dance music, when used as intended, is a very effective cure for digital alienation. When you're fully shaking it in a room full of sweaty, good-looking people, staring at your phone just seems stupid.
After all the hangers-on, I'm hanging on in the dead light of the afterglow.
The new album from Arcade Fire is Reflector, and you can hear an interview with the band on Monday on Morning Edition. Our critic Will Hermes is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
After